Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai Tefillah series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we are studying Al HaTzadikim. In this bracha, we recognize that our lives and faith depend on others. When I think about my life, I know it has been shaped by Rabbanim, teachers who have guided me, community activists who have created organizations such as Hatzalah and Chaverim, school administrators who ensure that there are school buildings and books, teachers who take care of my children. They do so much for me and I need them. How can I help them? There are also spiritual people who I admire from afar. They are not famous or particularly visibly exceptional, but they inspire me to be better nonetheless. How can I repay them? And how do I increase in myself that drive to become more spiritual as well? This bracha addresses those concerns. Rav Yonah and Eibeshitz explains why we daven for tzaddikim, the righteous, moving then to chassidim, those who go above the letter of the law. He answers that without the tzaddikim, our world would not exist. Their Torah and chesed provide the merit on which this world stands. And what do they need? They don't seek money or fame. They don't want anything from us. They've chosen a life, a hard life, a life of spirituality, instead of a life focused on their career, leisure time, or self-promotion. What can we give them? We need to give them our tefillos. We need them, and this bracha expresses that need to Hashem. The bracha continues, Ve'al ziknei am chabeis Yisrael. Rav Yehuda ben Yakar, the Rebbe of the Ramban, says that these are the gaba'im, and the dayanim, the judges, those who are devoted to communal needs, those who take care of all the communal organizations. We must daven that they too continue to have strength as we need them for our community and our lives to continue. V'alpnei taser freihem, the remainder of those who pass on the Mesorah and write Sfarim. V'geirei hatzedek, and the righteous converts. We each have a mitzvah of ahavas ager, a mitzvah to love the righteous convert, who has sacrificed so much to observe Torah mitzvos. Even when we can't give anything else who we see from afar, we must give them our tefillos, because those tefillos have power. They are geiri hatzedek. Having chosen this life, they don't accept compromises and are our role models. They make sure to check vegetables properly for bugs, to watch for borer on Shabbos. They refuse to hear Lashon Hara. Because of their devotion and sacrifice and commitment and the model they set for us, they belong to the category of those who deserve our tefillos as well. For all these people, we ask for rachamim, compassion, and we include ourselves when we are davening for them. Next, we ask those who believe in Hashem sincerely with emes, truth, should have a good reward. There are different categories of those people who believe in Hashem. There are those who believe in Hashem sincerely, those who, like us, believe in Hashem, but we only give it over to Hashem when we really don't have any power, and those who don't believe in Hashem at all. The highest level, if we think about it, I'm thinking of an example of what describes this. Last summer, I took my children to Six Flags. My daughter, at the time, wanted her teenage brother to come with her to this ride that went up and down. It was an airplane. And so she got in the front of the ride, and she was holding the steering wheel, and she was moving it back and forth, and the ride was going up and down. And her brother was also sitting in the back, moving the steering wheel, and the ride was going up and down. The difference between them was that my toddler daughter thought that her moving the steering wheel actually made a difference, whereas my son in the back knew that he might be moving the steering wheel, but actually it wasn't really doing anything. So that's the difference between a Boteach Be'emes and the rest of us. The Boteach Be'emes knows that his moving the steering wheel doesn't do anything. Everything and anything comes from Hashem, whereas the rest of us sitting in the front of the plane, we think that when we move that steering wheel, the plane is actually moving, but really it's Hashem is in charge the whole time. So why do we daven that we should be associated with these Boteach Be'emes? So it's like a person who, if let's say there's a king, as we always make the mashal of a king, if he has a good friend, and that good friend, the king will come and stop by and visit his good friends. So, but I'm not a good friend to the king. How am I going to get an audience with the king? Well, when my friend, who is a good friend to the king, has the king over, I'm going to knock at his door. And when I knock at his door and he answers, I'll now be able to see the king. That's what we're asking for here. The Boteach Be'Hashem Be'emes, the one who trusts in Hashem, always has an audience with a king. So if I know that he's here, I'm going to want to be associated with him. I'm going to knock on the door and say, please connect me to the person who is Boteach Be'emes. I'm going to push myself in on the merit of that other person. We then ask not to get embarrassed, v'lo nevosh. When we are dependent on others, we're always going to have a sense of shame and helplessness. But if we rely on Hashem, there is no busha. There's no embarrassment. We ask that we not be embarrassed by having to rely on others, but because we trust in you, we should receive our help from Hashem, who we depend on. We end that Hashem is the Mishan and Miftach, the mainstay, and he who assures Tzadikim. In the Sefer Tfilas Chana, the following idea is shared, explaining why this description of Hashem encapsulates our request in this bracha for compassion for our leaders and ourselves and bitachon. At the end of Mishnah Sota, it tells us, Be'ikvasa de Mashicha, right before Mashiach comes, will be a lot of time where there is a lot of chutzpah in the world. People will get depressed and demoralized to do good in this climate that mocks and derides positivity, clarity, and sincerity. What does Hashem do? Before David fought Goliath, Hashem first sent him a lion that he was able to easily overpower. David learned from this lion that Hashem would always be with him and help him in his struggles. Hashem was telling him through this lion, you can do this, you will be successful, I am with you, I am there to support you. And David took that message with him when he went to fight Goliath. That is what it means for Hashem to be a Mishan. He built us up so that we see him as our Miftach, the one on whom we rely. In our generation, in this time before Mashiach, Hashem promises that he will be an even bigger Mishan. Anyone who wants to can pay a little attention and Hashem will show him that he is there. The more we look, the more ways Hashem will show us that we can be confident and trust in Hashem, even more than in a different generation would have happened. Despite our spiritual level, Hashem will be our Mishan and our Miftach as if we were tzaddikim. This bracha contained three big ideas. We need to daven for tzaddikim, for chassidim, for community-minded individuals, those who are spiritually elevated, who teach, and the Balei Tshuva and Gerim who sacrifice for Torah. We daven to be associated with Balei Bitachon, those who have faith in Hashem, not that we are there yet, but that's where we want to be, and we want to be associated and answered because of them. And finally, we daven for Bitachon, and that Hashem will show us that we can always trust in Him. May we continue to aspire to those above us, who can help us connect and trust in Hashem. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishma, Sarah Ann Lehman, Sarah Bas Yitzchak Mishulam Fish, and Chaya Chana Edel by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and their families.